When we meditate, we're trying to give the mind some strength. We're convinced of the fact that our lives are shaped by our actions, and of course our actions come from the mind. We're responsible for what we do and say and think. And so when we meditate, we're taking responsibility for that, looking after the qualities of the mind, because the qualities of the mind determine what you're going to do and say and think. So what have you got here? Are you alert? Are you mindful? Are you scattered? Try to take stock of the mind and see what needs to be done. If you're already alert, continue. Try to develop that quality even further. If you find that you're all over the place, think in a way that gets you more riveted in the present moment. And that way the mind can settle down. It's when the mind can settle down that it gains strength. But it has to settle down with mindfulness and alertness. I mean, it does gain some strength from falling asleep and being quiet. But if you really want it to be strong, you have to exercise it as well. It's just like the body. The body needs rest in order to get strong, but it also needs exercise. So you're exercising your mindfulness, alertness, and your ardency to get the mind still. When the mind is still, it begins to see itself more clearly. This is where we see the Buddha's teaching that if you want to attain the Dharma, it requires both commitment and reflection. The commitment is getting the mind to settle down and everything that's needed to get it to settle down and keep it there. And then the reflection is when you watch it, what's working, what's not working. And when you've settled down, what still needs to be done. It's not the case you get the mind quiet once and that's it. You have to get it quiet again and again and again. And you have to figure out why is it that the mind gets disturbed from its quietude. Now part of the reason, of course, is you have other duties outside. But they don't have to disturb the mind. The mind could maintain its center if you were really skillful. So where's the lack of skill? Look for that. Get a little bit careless in how you think, careless in how you look after yourself. That's where there's an opening for your old habits to come in. And the old habits weaken you. So we're looking for strength. This is where we look for it, right here. And John Lee makes the point, we depend on strength of body and strength of mind. But there comes a point where you can't depend on strength of body anymore. It's just going to go. What do you do then? You have to hold to your strength of mind. The more you develop it now, the more you're likely to have when you really need it. So exercise the mind and get some rest. And it'll be healthy and strong, able to do the work that needs to be done.